center, a radio station at the end of the world. Squint through the 17 words for snow, and you'll see them. A hodgepodge of wide-eyed volunteers, Alaskan natives, and grizzly homesteaders sounding their voices across the tundra and the frozen sea.
This is not Sarah DeLapp. This is an actor reading an excerpt from Sarah DeLapp's application to the Sitka Fellows Program, where she describes how her play might begin. There's a bit more of Nome than Sitka in that opening, but DeLapp will be here through the end of the month, long enough for the rainforest to exert some pull. DeLapp is young, but her credentials are solid. She's been the artistic director of Yale's Experimental Theater Company, and she studied under Pulitzer Prize winner Paula Vogel. DeLapp is drawn to language, not just the patterns and cadences of speech, but what we say and don't say.
One of the most interesting exercises I've done is just like record a conversation and then write it out verbatim, and it's incredible how many things we don't say or we assume we say and just go unsaid, unspoken. We have very like fragmented conversations, which I find fascinating.
DeLapp reads a lot of plays. It's her job as the literary resident at Playwrights Horizons, an off-Broadway theater in New York. She had a play produced her senior year in college, but she says writing is just the first step. You have to send your play around to theaters, to festivals, and hope someone picks it up and reads it. With luck, you'll get to the next step.
So a theater will invite you in and set you up with a director and a cast, and then they'll read your play just like sitting around a table and maybe invite other people to come see it. And then hopefully, eventually, somebody decides to produce it. But it's a long, long road to the stage.
DeLapp's first produced play was Dark, a drama about three sisters who reunite to witness their father's execution. She intended it to be a dark comedy, but she says the comedy never really came out. DeLapp became interested in the theater in the usual way, in grade school. She remembers being in The Little Mermaid. She continued acting through school, but then a switch went on, and she felt compelled to create rather than to perform. Now she's steeped in the craft of playwriting, down to the smallest detail of producing a play.
I think as an actor, I felt that sort of like egotism of the actor of like, it's all about me. I can change this line if I want to. I can improve and ad lib a little bit. Now I find that like atrocious. That's like a sin. You can't do that. And the same goes for stage directions. A lot of directors will go through and cross out all of the stage directions before directing a play. And I find that that's just like anathema. You can't do that. That's like the heart and backbone of a play to me now.
Sitka Fellows spend 7 weeks in the community, living on the Sheldon Jackson campus, rubbing elbows with peers who may share some interests in common, but who really are there because they also are young and are also engaged in creating something. DeLapp's idea for her play took root long before she came to Sitka.
My twin sister, Eva, she has been working for the last year at a radio station in Nome, KNOM. And through talking to her and visiting her, spending a little time with her, and just thinking about the radio, I decided to write a play about an Alaskan radio station.
Radio is auditory, plays are visual. DeLapp doesn't consider it a stretch to develop a play about people who sit around talking. She considers it just the opposite.
That's rich. There's a lot going on there. It's always exciting to sort of pull back the curtain and see the other side, see what these people who are always scripted or who go between scripted and live mediums do when they're not on a microphone. I think there's a lot of overlap, actually, between radio and theater in that way, between like what is on the page and what actually happens when you're live.
DeLapp has met with staff at KCAW for their insight into the world of Alaska Public Radio. And like her play about the three sisters, she's tilting toward comedy. Let's hope she gets there.
There will be no executions. At least I don't think so.
Theirs is a story of pilgrims, rabid wildlife, manifest destiny, and above all, words. Today, words stretch across vastness. But in that valiant struggle to connect, to actually make contact, lies the human urge for intimacy.
DeLapp hopes to recruit local actors for a reading of her work in progress at the conclusion of the fellowship this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.